So let's start, again, we've done a lot of introductory things. We've done a lot on the topic of Hotsa Malacha Gruah, which will help us go more quickly. There's one other issue I wanted to bring up, and that is in context, actually, of the next topic anyway. So let's begin with that. What we did last time is we were discussing the actual consequences of Hotsa possibly being a Malacha Gruah. In other words, in addition to the different views of the Rishonim, whether it is so and what it means that Hotsa is a Malacha Gruah, whether or not Lahalacha, there are really consequences, and Hotsa, according to some Rishonim, maybe is a different type of Malacha. In addition to that, I was trying to suggest, based on expanding a comment of the Maral, that the reason that the Masechta begins with Hotsa, the Malacha Gruah, is not merely because it's more mechudash, meaning it's less obvious and therefore it's necessary to emphasize it more, but because in a way the chiddush of Hotsa is something that really underscores the uniqueness of Shabbos, the ambition of Shabbos, the aspiration of Shabbos to be a very different kind of a day. In other words, the fact that Isra Malacha includes not merely the more obvious constructive behavior, creative behavior, transformative behavior, which understandably comes under the rubric of Isra Malacha, but that it also includes something like the Isra of Hotsa, which seems like a more innocuous, something that is more focused on, keeping, it's a day in which one should be spiritually inward, in a way. In other words, it's not a day in which you should be moving objects around from one rishus to another rishus, even if that doesn't perhaps entail, creative malacha. In a way, that kind of highlights the ambition of Shabbos. In other words, that malacha includes anything that distracts from, the spiritual emphasis of that day. And then we were going a step further, and I was suggesting that the status of Hotsa'a on Yom Tov, certainly according to the Mandamar, Ein Eruv Hotsa'a B'Yom Tov, that's not even on the books, even within the worldview or the perspective of Mitoch, Shehutcho Letzorech, Hutcho Shalom Letzorech, and the special role that Hotsa'a has in that halacha, both for the Rambam, and even more expanded by the Mabit's understanding of the position of the Rambam. So basically, in a way, it's whether it just comes out this way and fortuitous or this is the actual intention, it's hard to say. But by emphasizing Hotsa right at the beginning of the Masechta, so we're really carving out what it is again that is singular about Shabbos, even vis-a-vis the other Yom Tovim. And what we're really saying is that Shabbos is just, in terms of Isra Malacha, is just on a different level, which fits perfectly with some of the things that we were discussing about the Mitzaseh of Shabbos and the Lav of Shabbos and Parshas Emor, and in general, the different sections of Hetzer Ochel Nefesh. In general, Shabbos and Yom Tov obviously have much in common, and one of the themes that we've revisited many times this year, for sure, and regarding the other Moadim, is the fact that the overlap between Shabbos and Yom Tov is very important, but it also highlights what is unique about each one. That's always true. We know when things are black and white, and you can they have very little in common, it's easy to identify what makes them unique. Things that overlap, there's a certain ambiguity, in some cases even confusion, complexity. But if we can, put our finger on the singular character of overlapping themes, then we're really in a very strong position to appreciate the nuances of halachic life and the concept of Kedusha, Kedushas Yom Tov and Kedushas Shabbos. So in a way, Masechet Shabbos, which is a very big Masechta, beginning with Hotsa, the Malacha Gruah, and highlighting how different Shabbos is than Yom Tov, is really a perfect place to begin, I think. Anyways, that's what we're up to. So one other issue, we discussed a lot of actual nafkaminas last week. We were talking about Maisa Shabbos, like if you went ahead and you did a malacha on Shabbos, whether you're allowed to be nene ever, according to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, and before Kadesh Yasa, before the amount of time it would take to do that malacha, Motzei Shabbat, you know, for the Chachamim, whether Hotzah is different, we're talking about Amir al-Akum, you know, the Mokom Mitzvah, we're talking about Amir al-Akum in general, Chatzishir, the Mitzvah Hasein, Mekalkel, all sorts of things we were discussing, in addition to some of the things we had discussed in previous weeks, Parle and Darvishal Tzibur, etc. There's one issue which I also wanted to talk about, and which brings us, you know, to the next theme, right here at the beginning, and that is captured by a comment of the Rajba, I think I have it here, not in set 5, which we also used last week, but in set 4, which we're still going back and forth between. Yeah, that's correct. The Kedusha Rajba Masechet Shabbos, it starts from number, line 28, it's page 2 of 3 on set 4, and Kedusha Rajba, etc. Again, it's the Rishonim's response to another puzzle. There are many puzzles here about, you know, the beginning and the treatment of Hotzah. Why does the Masech to begin with Hotzah when there's good reason that it shouldn't have? Why do we need a pasuk for Hotzah when we don't for other malachas? Why do we need two psukim for Hotzah if we do? We still have to get back to that more fully. But one of the puzzles is, not only why do we need psukim or multiple psukim for Hotzah, after all it was in the Mishkan, but one of the puzzles, as Tosas points out, the Ramasal Pashat and others, is why do we need the tolda of Hotzah to be in the Mishkan? The rule typically is that when something is in the Mishkan, it's an av malacha. In fact, we'll read the Gemara in Tzadi Vav, Omid Beis, in just a couple of minutes, the Gemara in the beginning of the 11th parak of Azorek, where the Gemara basically says this. The Gemara says, what's the difference between an av and a tolda? And one of the things the Gemara says is that, you know, the av is in the Mishkan and the tolda was not. But when it comes to hachnasa, right, not going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, but the other direction, going from Rishus HaRabim back into Rishus HaYachid, that's called hachnasa, right? Not exiting, but entrancing. When it comes to that, the Gemara, in a couple of places, we've seen these Gemaras, Gemara Mem Tesamud Beis, for example, in Shabbos, the same Gemara that says, how do we know that 39 of us malacha? Because of Mishkan, because of 39 references to the word malacha in the Torah, malacha, malacha, malachto, right? So in both of those Gemaras, the Gemara seems to say clearly that there was hachnasa in the Mishkan, right? And if there was hachnasa in the Mishkan, so what makes it a tolda? Why do we need that the tolda of Hotzah, as opposed to the tolda of anything else, should be in the Mishkan? This is what Tosas points out. If you look at Dibur Maskil Pashat on Day Somet Aleph, one of the things that Tosas points out is this idea. Tosas says here, let's read from the beginning just for a second. We've read it, but Pashat Balabayas Yisyado, Tema L'Ri, right? The Ri asks, Am I Tzarech L'Misnei Tarti D'Ani? The Balabayas, we'll still have to get back to this. Why do we need in the Mishnah, remember the complicated cases of the Mishnah, right? The Ani on the outside, the Baal HaBayis is on the inside, it's Shnayim Shein Arba, two of four, two of four. Like, what do we care? Why do we care? You know, whether we're talking about the Hotzah of the Ani or the Hotzah of the Baal HaBayis. In other words, why do we care? If we're talking about Hotzah going from Rishus HaYachid to Sarabim, why do we care whether it's the Ani from the outside who's pulling the object to him, or it's the Ashir or the Balabayas from the inside who is picking up the object and pushing it away from himself into the Rishus HaRab? Why do we care? Seems like it's the same thing. So Tosa says, the Chembre, Shvuas, the Mefarish Begmar, Shtaim, the Ani, the Balabayas, Mashaich, Lekroso, Shtaim, Mali Ani, Mali Ashir, why do we care? It's the same thing. Why do we need two of four and two of four? Just take one two of four. The Nilari, the Itzchaklashmina, Mishum Dal Tzomalach, Bruahi. That's, as we discussed this already, because Hotzah is very difficult to pin down. The Mali Motzim Rishusayachid Rishusarabim Mali Motzim Rishusayachid Rishusayachid. After all, why one would have thought that there's no difference between going from one domain to the other if one is Rishusarabim, one is Rishusayachid, private and public, or going one domain to the other, two private domains, Rishusayachid Rishusayachid. So too, you might think that there's a difference between the tzura, the form of the Hotzah, the Ani, and the Hotzah of the Balabayas. And what does that even mean? So maybe we'll discuss it more maybe next time, but just to the way the Chachmei Sfarad explain it, and we read this already in the Ramban in a couple of weeks ago, is basically, even though from the object standpoint, it makes no difference, I mean, you have an object in Rishus HaRabim, it's coming into Rishus HaYakid, that's called Hachnasa. You have an object in Rishus HaYakid, it's being, through Akira and Hanacha, it's going to end up in Rishus HaRabim, that's called Hotzah. But if you look at the Tzura, right, the form of what's happening, there is a difference. The question is it a meaningful difference? Right, it's the way we said it before. The Ani, right, is drawing the object toward him, right, from Rishus HaYakid to Rishus HaRabim. Right, he's bringing it to him. Right, the Balabayas is taking the object and he is eradicating it from himself. From the Ani's point of view, right, the object is coming into where he is. It's coming into the Rishus. From the Balabayas's point of view, the object is leaving the Rishus. In a way, it's almost the difference between although it isn't necessarily identical. It's something that needs to be thought of. I would say two things. Number one, the Ani's Hotza'ah, you know, seems like a much more positive, you know, I take the object to where I am because I want it there. And the Balabayas' Hotza'ah is more, and that doesn't have to be this way, but in a way, I use the expression eradicate, you know, he's pushing the object away. It's a melachasilut, in a way. Right. Or to put it another way, the emphasis, again, doesn't have to be correct, but it's kind of an overlapping idea. The Hotzah of the Ani, right, is more about the Hanacha, right, where it ends up. And the Hotzah of the Balabayas, in a way, is a little bit more about the Akira, you know, where it's going from, you know, from his point of view. So there is an important difference, or there's a difference. The question is whether it's an important difference or not. Anyways, so then Tosa says, Ziteida, mid yitzich trei krai b'Hotzah, kininap lebereish hazoik, in tuksukim. Right? We talked about all this. Says Al Yotzei, and the drasha is not only do not leave the tchum, but Al Yotzei do not carry an object from one rishus to the other. Therefore, again, since we are very tentative, we just, you know, we can't, it's hard for us to extrapolate when it comes to Hotzah. Everything is so mechudash. Therefore, we need two psukim, one for the Ani, one for the Asher. So then, Tosus adds, V'chein, b'kol todos to avos malachos, lo chai shinan, shehei b'nishkan, this is the part I'm interested in for today, ela avos bilvad, when it comes to other malachos, right, a tolda doesn't have to be in the Mishkan, only, the only thing that has to be in the Mishkan is the Av. Uba told us to Hotzah be inan shehei the Mishkan. For some reason, when it comes to the Tolda of Hotzah, he's referring here to, we'll see in a moment, right, to Hoshata and Zrika and Achnasa, according to Tosis. These, the toldos, have to be in the Mishkan as well. Tetzan v'hazorek, we learn later on, shtei gezustro zu keneged zu, if you have two balconies, one across from the other, in other words, across, there's a Rishus HaRabim in the middle, you have a balcony on one side of the street, a balcony on the other side of the street, a Rishus HaRabim traversing in between. Hamoshit v'hazorek mezu lezu, if you either throw it from one to the other, or you pick up the object in one and you continuously are holding on to it, or you place it in, what exactly Hoshata is a big debate, but for now, let's interpret it that way. So then you're potter. It's Lamalamiya Asara, it's from Shusayaka to Shusayaka and Derek or Shusarabim, but how you stand Beduta Achas, patterned after what happened in the Mishkan with the Agalos, with the wagons. So instead of being one across the street from the other, they're one adjacent to the other, one and then one behind it, right? Even though, again, there's Rishus HaRabim in between, right? Physically, what it would make when Rishus HaRabim is behind me or it's across from me, right? Nonetheless, Hazorek Patur, but Hamoshi is Chai, Shekachoy Savodas HaLevim, because that's how the Levim did it when they were putting together the Mishkan. Uvaresh Hazorek, Nami Boy Hazorek Daladamas Prishas Rabin Inalon. So we see that Hoshata, which is a Tolda, right, according to Tosis anyway, had to be in the Mishkan. In the Gemara and Hazorek, they seem to be looking for a source that's throwing something as opposed to picking it up and putting it somewhere, that's a Tolda. They seem to be looking for a source of where that was in the Mishkan. The Dachik Lashkechinu, the Mishkan, the Masik, called Dal Namas Yibushas Harabim, Hilkasa, Gemirila. Until the Gemara came to a conclusion, which we'll try to read in a couple of minutes, and that is that Dal Namas Yibushas Harabim, Halacha Lamoshim Yisinai, therefore throwing it also, it sounds like the Gemara was really keen on finding a case of Zorek in the Mishkan. And the question is why? We don't need the Tolda of Kotzer or Choresh or Mavir or Bona to be in the Mishkan. Why do we need the Tolda of Hotzah to be in the Mishkan? The Chol Elu Tolda the Hotzah Ninu. The Lo Avos. She'ein Avos Alamem Chasarachas. What will you say? Maybe these are Avos Malachan. That's why we're pursuing, you know, the Mishkan. The answer is no. Then there would be more than 39 Avos Malacha. So Hoshata, Zrika are Toldos. And yet, for some reason, breaking all rules, we're looking for them in the Mishkan. The Gabe HaKnasa Nami, Amrinan B'Bamet Tomnin, that's the Gemara referred to before that we already read. The Gemara in Mentesim Beis seems to say, Heim Helu Krashim Mikarka Lagala. Right? They, you know, picked up the planks of the Mishkan from the ground, and they put it on the agala. The agala had the dimensions of a rishus hayachid, so that's called what? Rishus harabim to rishus hayachid is hachnasa. Hachnasa, says Tosis, is a tolda, and yet the Gemara is telling us that it was in the Mishkan. Afatem al taknisu rishus harabim rishus hayachid. So if that's the case, what's going on here? The answer is, says Tosas, just like you need psukim for the Av, and maybe even two psukim, one for the Ani Tzura, and one for the Balabayas Tzura, so too, another broken rule is the rule of Toldos. Normally Toldos are just extrapolated by pure logic, right? And here, for some reason, we need that the Tolda be also in the Mishkan. And this is something that Tosis remarks on in other places as well. I'm trying to remember what Mem Tesla Beis Tosis says or not, but the Gemara that we were just referring to, look at the bottom of Mem Tesla Beis, a teeny little Tosis, but you'll just see this is very consistent. Right, the very, very bottom line of Mem Tesum Adeis. Right? Ve'atem al tachnisu. Everybody have that? Small little tosis, half a line. Ve'afilohachi lo hava av kidefrishas la'el. Even though this hachnasa was in the Mishkan, you should know it's not an av malacha, it's a tolda. Now look at Tzadi Vavam Adeis for a minute. I'm going to read this Gemara more fully in a minute. Look at top tosis. Hotza gufa hechi ksiva. V'yapa gav shehotza b'mishkan, referring to hotza, even though it was in the Mishkan, kida amar. Hey, Moridu, Krashim, Magala, Mikal Makom, Ilav, Dechsev, Lohav, and Bechayev, Levisha, Malacha, Grui, Kinefrisha, Slav. Regarding Hotzah, why we need Psukim, Tosis repeats, it's a Malacha Grua, right? And therefore, it breaks the rules. It's a different halacha. Then, the Tosis, two Tosis and down, Hachnasa, Minolan, Svarahi, Vimtoh, Matzar, Chai, Svarah, Kivin, Ahav, and Menishkan. Kiramin, Heim, Hello, Krashim, Lagala, So again, Tosis in Dab Beis, Tosus on Mem Tesu Mid Beis, Tosus on Tzadi Vav Mid Beis, are all telling us that Malach and Ruah affects the presentation of Avos and of Toldos. And basically, the Tolda needs to be in the Mishnah. So now, look at the Rajba, and we'll see that the Rajba goes a giant step further in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. So you see here the Chidusha Rajba Beis on Mid Beis. Amar Vashi, Tanu Lachnasa Nami Yotzar Karele, Mimai Meditana Botsim Rishus Lashus, Chai Pirish Meditonim Rishus Lashus, Lotoni Botsim Rishus Layachad Rishus Arabim, Kedi Isa Behedja Beperakam Bede Shavuos, Heim with Beis. Okay. The Parchin in Allah, the aim of the Kamafik Rishus Yachad Rishus Arabim, Shani and Kane, Lusni Amotsim Rishus Layachad Rishus Arabim, Mai Rishus Lashus, Afidim Rishus Arabim Rishus Ayachad. I the Kamar Milo Askinam Bidiyuka Delishna Kadiak. Vika Lamedak, says the Rajba. If even going from Mishus Arabim to Rishus, you know, even if Haknasa is included in the Mishnah when we say Motzi Mishus Lirshus, and we don't specify which direction it can go either way, if that's true, Amai Tani Labimas Nisan, Balo Tani Hasim Elahavos. Right? Why does the Mishnah in Kal Gadol, which lists all of the Avos Malacha, right? It says Zoreya, that's Koresh, Kotzer, right? Boneh. It doesn't mention the language that means both Av and Tolda. And all of a sudden, when it comes to Hotzah, the language of the Mishnah is Hamotzi Mershus Lershus, which we're saying now means either Hotzah or Hachnasa. So of all the 39 Malachos listed on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, only the last one, Hotza'ah, right, is written in a way that includes its tolda. The question is why? So the Rajba says, that's the question. Halo tani hasam ala avos. This is a Mishnah for the avos. Haval told us, tani hasam klal. Vachnasa told it the hotza'ah. Yikinaminan hacha avos, mainiyu, yitzios. Uperkazorik namaminan hotza'ah, vachnasa, tolda. Lest you think hachnasa is an av malacha, an issue to get to. In a moment. This is so far in the name of the Bali. The Bali Tosus were convinced that Hachnasa is a Tolda. Even though it's just a reverse direction, it's a Tolda. Oh. So if that's the case, so what's going on here? The Tirtz Rabbeinu Tam, a remarkable line of Rabbeinu Tam, Lefisha Hotza Malacha Gruahi, Lahava Mina She'en La Tolda, Lefika Chutzrach Lekolala Ima. Now this is more radical than anything we've seen so far, right, about Tolda. Till now we saw, well, if it wasn't also in the Mishkan, if you need a Svara and the Mishkan, you only need a Svara, that's 2 days in Tosus on Beis, and Tosus on Tani Vamad Beis. But basically, it's what, you know, in the world of philosophy we call an epistemological question. Meaning, it's a question of how do we know? What's our source? Since it's hard to extrapolate, right, in the world of Hotza, because it's a Malacha Grua, if not for the fact it's in the Mishkan, and there's a Svara, only in the Mishkan, we wouldn't know. But Rabbeinu Tam, as quoted by the Rajba, and by the Tosa Rosh, by the way, we don't have this Rabbeinu Tam separately, but these are it's cliche-y, but these are good cliche-y's. What they're saying in the name of Rabbeinu Tam is that because Hotza is a Malacha Grua, not this you wouldn't know which ones. You might think the whole concept of Tolda doesn't exist when it comes to Hotza. There are no Toldos for Hotza. Not because there happen not to be. In principle, there aren't. What does that even mean? Ah. So this provides an interesting and important perspective, not only on Hotza Malacha Grua, which it surely does, which we'll explain in 1 second, but a little bit on Toldos as well. So let me say something about Toldos for the moment. There are different ways to understand Toldos. You know, that's true anyway. I mean, technically, for sure, there are different ways to understand toldos in general. And, you know, then you have to try to figure out all toldos alike. Like the toldos of Shabbos, and this toldos of Tumah Vatara, and this toldos of Nezikin. Let me illustrate it for you just by reminding everybody of a Gemara that they know about in the beginning of Bava Kama. Right? The Gemara of Mishnah Bava Kama starts out Arba Avos Nezikin. Right, Ashor, Abor, Mava, Hever. So there are 4 Avos Nezikin. Excellent. Then the Gemara's first lines in Bava Kama are Toldoseim Kiyotzebem, O Ein Toldoseim Kiyotzebem. Are the Toldos of the avos nezikin, right? Are they kiyotze b'hem? Are they similar to the avos or not? And the Gemara goes on to say that there are different paradigms of toldos and avos. Think of it as in a biological way, parents and children, right? Aren't there different models of parents and children, right? Sometimes the apple doesn't fall, far from the tree. Sometimes, you even have a clone. And sometimes you just can't believe that there's even a kesher, right? It's interesting that one got much more of a response than the other two. But, okay. So and sometimes it's just complicated, right? When it comes to the Avos Nezikin, Marie Katz has an interesting line in Shidduch Kubetz's Bava Kamma. There's no Gzeres HaKasuv to teach you that there's something called Toldos of the Avos Nezikin. As we assume, right, it seems self-evident that the Torah didn't only prohibit, digging a pit and an animal who damages derech hilucha, or an animal who damages, intentionally, or the use of fire. Clearly, there are many other mazikim out there, and that there are toldos. Mostly, this isn't true for every rishon, but mostly it seems like the Gemara is asking is whether toldos same ki yotze b'hem or lav ki yotze b'hem. Meaning, do we treat them the same or not? But that there are toldos, even though there's no Xeris HaKasuv, there's no source, we assume that just logically, that there's a paradigm of avos, and there are toldos. But there are areas of halacha, but let me stick to Marie Katz. Marie Katz's question is, how come in avos nezikin, there's no Xeris HaKasuv, and when it comes to Shabbos, there are toldos, but there's a source? What's the source? Turn for a moment to Daf Ayin Omer Aleph. Right? We read this Gemara when it's part of our Hagdama. See, the Hagdama actually covers a lot of Gemara. So, the Gemara says on the bottom, when the Gemara is trying to find Chiluk Malachos, what's the source for Chiluk Malachos? How do you know if you did many Malachos? Behelem Echad, right, in one state of ignorance, that you bring many karbanos. How do you know that? So the Gemara says, this is, different sources. Okay. So the Gemara says, Tepiklei chiluk malachos, this is six, seven lines from the bottom. Tepiklei chiluk malachos, mehechet anapiklei l'Rabbi Yossi. Natan Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, miachas mehena. It's a funny pasuk in the parsha of Katas. Ve'asa meachas mehena. Right? There are too many men's there. Right? Palmim shechayav an achas al kulan, palmim shechayav an al kalachas. The achas, that's the chiluk malachos part, not our problem at the moment. But Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, my time, Rabbi Yossi, achas mehena, hena meachas, achas shehi hena, hena shehi achas, achas is Shimon. Meachas is if you write, you're trying to write Shimon, you stop after the first two. Shame, mishimon, shimem, in other words, because it's also a separate name. Right? Hena avos, mehena toldos. Right, and then achas shehi heina zadon shabbos shigas malachos heina shiachas is shigas zadon shigas shabbos the zadon malachos. But what I'm interested in here is only the middle one, right? Heina avos meheina toldos. So Marie Katz says, oh, that's a makar, that's the source for toldos of avos and Shabbos. We don't have a similar source in Ezekiel, right? So when the Gemara asks, that's his question. The Gemara asks the question, Toldosam Kiyotzubem, Olav Kiyotzubem, in Bava Kamma. I'm not going to get to what the various meanings and the significance of that at the moment. But the Gemara has three paradigms. As in Zikin, right? Then it has Tahara, Tumavatara. The Gemara says, oh, in Tumavatara, a Tolda, right, is never Kiyotze Ha'av. Because it's a... The world of Tumah V'Tahara, mostly, there are some exceptions, Karavari Kachalol, and Midras, and Merkav, and there are a bunch of exceptions, Mishkav, Zav, and so on, but there are mostly, the world of Tumah V'Tahara is a hierarchical world, meaning there's an Av, but there's the Avi Avos HaTumah, that's a base, Then you have avos atoma, right? Things like something that was no gabbemes, a sheretz, right? Things of that sort. Then you have rishon betoma, and then you have sheni betoma, and shlishi betoma, and revi betoma, and in the meaning each level, is a dilution of its source, of its previous level. And I always like to say, Tumah V'Tahor mostly, Charev Kechalim, these things, it's not a superconductor. Right? It doesn't stay the same. You lose in the transfer of Tumah from one to another, there's a dilution that's taking place. And there are different rules. Only Kachim, only Truma, what about Chulin becoming Tameh? There are all sorts of different rules. Kalim, Adam, right, Ochlim, what can become Tumah at the various... So the Gemara says like this, Shabbos, Toldos Ayem, Ki Yotza Bahem. We mostly treat the Toldos of an Av on Shabbos the same way. I mean, you're Chayiv Nisa, you have to bring a Karban. Then the Gemara goes on to ask what it's the same thing it talks about in Tadiv Ambeit. So if Toldos Ayem are Ki Yotza Bahem, an Av and a Tolda, then what's the difference between them? And hopefully we'll speak more about that maybe in a few minutes or maybe not. We'll see in a minute. Right? But basically, the avos and toldos of Shabbos are an example of toldos same kiyot. The avos and toldos, mostly, of Tahara, Tumah V'Tahara, are lav kiyot. And the Gemara says, what about Nezikin? Right? But what's fascinating is that the Marikat says, and then the Gemara says, basically, kiyot. Fine. But the, meaning Nezikin. But what Marikat is asking is, how come Nezikin doesn't need a Gzeres HaKasu? And Shabbos does. So he says, oh, because in the Zikin it's all just so logical. I mean, these are categories of Mazikim. It's not a special yichus to a boar, the special yichus to Eish. Obviously, these are concepts and principles. But when it comes to Shabbos, if we didn't have the Gzeres HaKasu, Me'achas Me'ena, you would have thought only the actual avos that are actually in the Mishkan, they're the only ones, not the Talmud. Fascinating. There's a Tosfos in Bechoros on Chaf Hei Amud Beis. Tosfos talks about the Isur of Gezizas Bechor. Right, you're not allowed to be gozes. You're not allowed to shear the wool. So let's say you do it in a way that's like a tolda of gozes. Like in Hilchos Shabbos, it would be a tolda. So Tosfos says in Chaf Hei in Bechoros, there's no din of toldos in Gezizas Bechor. Right? You can't just, toldos isn't an automatic concept. So basically what the Gemara in Bava Kamma is telling us, and then the discussion of Marikatz on one hand, toldos and Bechoros on the other, is that it's not such a simple, toldos are not, sometimes toldos are clones, sometimes toldos are diluted. Again, think of it in terms of children, right? Sometimes he's practically a clone, and sometimes he can barely see the connection. And sometimes there's a dilution, right? And each area of halacha you have to examine, independently. So it's fascinating. Tosfos on the Gemara in Samech Chesam Aleph in Klal Gadol, the Mishnah in the beginning of Klal Gadol says Klal Gadol Amru B'Shabbos, right? And the Gemara has a bit of a discussion. The Gemara says the very first words in Klal Gadol. The Gemara in Samech Chesanel, the Gemara says, "My time atana Klal Gadol." Like, what's Klal Gadol, right? And the Gemara goes back and forth. Right, just very quickly. Ilei mishum dekabay lemisne od klal acher. Is it because another klal? Anyways, basically, at one point the Gemara says that Shabbos ushvias to isbu avos toldos tani gadol. Maisa de leisbu avos toldos lo tani klal gadol. Somehow the word, the phrase klal gadol, is connected to the fact that Shabbos has avos and toldos. Wow, really interesting. And then Tosus has a comment where Tosus says the isbeit avos betoldos afil l'rava damud moi katan gavishvius avos asar rachmana toldos lo asar rachmana mikamakum bedarbanam yisle avos and toldos and tamer meiser ikanam yelso toldos some drayso dagan mitrish. The Yitzhak Rabban Kamili, they showed the Shaykh Lahaska of the Tulsus, Bimili Delesbu Isum Balacha. Big statement of Tulsus. Obviously, Tulsus only applies when there's Isum Balacha. Why? So if you look at the Marsha, the Marshal, the Maram in the back, they all and I'm sure many of the other Achronim, they all have a big discussion. What does this mean here? So I'd like to explain this very simple. There are different perspectives in Shabbos itself, you know, told the same kiyot to him. There are different perspectives about the relationship between Av and Atolda. One way to look at it is that in Av and Atolda, in Shabbos also, again, it's an epistemological question, like I said before. Is this a question of getting from point A to point B to point C to point D? In other words, how do you know the information? So in the Mishkan, we have the obvious. And the question is, how do you extrapolate from the cases of the Mishkan, Bona building, Kosev writing, you know, what do we mean by that? Is it the actual, only that case? Is there a certain concept in it? And you have to define each thing. Kotzer, right, reaping or harvesting, is really not kotzer, right? It's oker davar migidulo. It's detaching something from its organic environment. Right, if it grows in the ground and you detach it from the ground, where you're cutting off its life source, right, that's kotzer, oker davar migidulo. Right? And so on and so forth. So what's a tolda? We figured it out. In other words, if we can identify it, we can figure out what a tolda is. That's one perspective. And then you really understand why tolda seim kiyotze behem. Because there's no difference between the tolda and the av. Right? Just the tolda. You just need to be able to understand the av in order to be able to extrapolate and understand what is included in the av to begin with, which is the tolda. So from that point of view, just going back to the Mishnah and being in Kal Gadol for a minute, the Mishnah says, the last line of the Mishnah before the Gemara, Ha'osa malachos harbe mein malacha achas eino chayv alechatos achas. Right, if you do, let's say, Zareya and Noteya together, you only bring one karba. Right? So why is that? And the Gemara quotes this in Bava Kama and the Beis Amud Aleph as well. So in theory, right, what Rashi seems to say here, but we'll get to in a second, is on the Chesam Aleph, and what most Rishonim say, if I do Zareya and Noteya and Zomer together, I bring one korban, because it's like a repeat performance. It's like doing Zareya and Zareya and Zareya. So I did Zareya, Noteya, and Zomer. They're all toldos or avos of the same av and tolda. Why am I chayv only once? Because I did this, the common denominator, the concept is what makes it asur. And I did that three times in the Sin Helen Echad. I bring one karban. Right? In other words, the more we look at toldos as just, you know, we have to figure out what that mechayev is. But once we do, it's all the same thing. So everything is equal. However, not everybody has that exact perspective. The more you build up the Mishkan and say the Mishkan isn't just a reflection of what is chashuv. The Mishkan is causal in some sense. Oh, this is what you need to build a Mishkan. That gives Yichos to be a Malacha in Hilchos Shabbos. If it isn't just a reflection, but it is also causative, it adds stature, then you might say that the Tachlis HaMalacha is not all that counts. The Tzuras HaMalacha, or the Av Tipus, the Av of the Malacha, is important too. The original matters. Then you might even say that the tolda is a dilution of the original, or maybe it has only one component. It has the tachlis of the original, let's say, but not the tzura of the original. And the tzura isn't just an epistemological tool, right? It matters. The original matters. The original copy, the av, the tolda's chayiv. Yes, it's chayiv b'toras, right? One dimension of the av, the tachlis, or just the fact that it's the tolda of the av. By virtue of the fact that he's my child, that's what gives him his stature. In which case he has diluted stature. If it's the common genetic material, right, then I'm no better than he was. Just like I was no worse than my father was. But if we care about the actual source and it has stature, then right? It's either diluted or just different. So for example, Rabbi Eliezer, quoted in Bava Kama, quoted here in Tzadi Bava Medbeis in Shabbos, was of the opinion that you're chayiv for tolda b'makom av. If you do an av and a tolda together, we paskin, you're only chayiv achas. Just like if you do the av many times, you're only chayiv achas. But Rabbi Eliezer said, if you do the Av and Tolda together, you chayiv shtayim. Now, is that just because there are different suros, and therefore it's considered to be not a repeat performance, but a different ma'isaveh? It's like gufin, mechlokin, like we've discussed. Maybe. Maybe. Or is Rabbi Eliezer saying, you know what? If you want to understand how we got to Tolda, it's from the Av, but it's not just a dilution, they're different. Right? A child is different than a... child is a dilution of the parent, he's a clone of the parent, and he's also totally different than the parent, because he has other genetic material and other things as well. What about a tolda and a tolda? Are tolda and a tolda closer to a clones because they're both toldos? Or are they actually more different from each other because son number one and son number two aren't identical? Right. To the extent that they both have 50% of the DNA of the parent, they're identical, but they don't have the same 50%. Right? So maybe they're more different from each other than they are from the parent, from a certain point of view. Right? So there's discussion about that. What about Tolda Batolda? Anyways, Rashi in Bava Kamma has a very important line. When Rashi's trying to explain the Gemara that says that if you do an Av, Chachamim, you do an Av and a Tolda together, you're only Chayiv Achas. So Rashi says, when you do an Av and a Tolda together, you're Chayiv for the Av, and you're Potter for the Tolda.
What's the Tolda from a different Av?
No. Sorry. Then you'll be Chayiv Shtayim. But I'm talking about Zoreya and Zomer, let's say. Assuming that they're one of the Tolda, that they're Tolda. Or Hotson Achnos, assuming that's Tolda. So the Marikats, different piece, same person. And Shidu Gebetz of the Kama says, look what Rashi wrote, that's not right. You're only Chayiv Achas, but not because you're Chayiv for the Av and not the Tolda, but it's because as if you did the Av twice. So he says, oh, I guess no. It seems like Rashi thinks that you're Chayiv for the Av and the Tolda becomes Tafel, the Mokom Ha'av. Two very different. Now, if you look at Rashi and Samech Chesem and Aleph here, when he's explaining this halacha, he says a remarkable thing. Av malacha de nokat lav lemute toldos, the top Rashi on the page on Samachasamara. Right? Av not to the exclusion of toldos, the huadil of toldos. Ubavachi you toldos the shnei avos, like what you just said. Right, let's say you do two toldos, told of Zoreya and told of Kotzer. Right? You chayv twice. El lemute hechadava base toldos to av echad, unlike if it was two toldos of the same av, or av a tolda shalo, or an av and a tolda. Deino chayev ella achas, you'd bring only one carbon. Kidiktani seifa ha'osa v'lachos harbim im lach achas, shtei toldos shal av echad, eino chayev alakatas achas, dorei osa ka'osa v'choza v'yosa v'helem echad, v'ein chilik malachos v'helem echad, ala gufi aveira sheinim domim, so there's a very small diuk to make here. I don't know if anybody else makes it, but it occurred to me. Why does Rashi mention that you're only chayiv achas because it's as if you repeated the action only in connection with two toldos of the same av? He brings two examples. He says you could either be talking about an av and a tolda, or it can be talking about two toldos. And then he says, and if we're talking about two toldos, you're only going to be chayiv once because you did it. It's like doing the same thing twice. Right? He should have said that line about av and tolda or told two toldos. So I think that Rashi, perhaps, may be l'shitaso and Bava Kamma.
Right.
And you have to put the two together. Rashi and Bava Kamma is telling you an av and a tolda is an ikar v'tolda. But two toldos, they're clones. With respect to what matters about them. In any case, what does all this have to do with Hotzah, Malacha, Grua, and Rabbeinu Tam? Oh, so now let's come back to Rabbeinu. There's much more to talk. I'll just give you one other example just before I get to this. I mentioned that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Yichai for Av and Tolda B'mokom Av. There's a discussion of the Rishonim about in general. And we had this when we talked about Hakdama. When you give Hasra to somebody who's doing an Av Malacha, or Malacha on Shabbos, let's say he's doing a Tolda, do you give him Hasra for the Av? Or for the Tolda? Does it matter? That's a big discussion. Tosin Bava Kamma, Tosin in Kol Gadol, Tosin on Tzadi Zayin. Tosin Moed Katan, all over the Shas, they have this argument. Whether you give a Hasra Dafka for the Av, or you can even give for the Tov.
It has to be specific, even the Yonesh. Has to be very specific.
Exactly. So is it specific or not? You're doing the Tov, and they're telling you the Av. They have to tell you the Av. They could tell you the Av. They can't tell you the wrong Av. That if you're doing Kotza, they can't say you're doing Zoreya. But should they say, if you're doing Zomer, should they? Can they say you're doing Zomer? They need to say Zoreya. Or the other way. Maybe they Dafka have to tell you Zomer. Right? That's a debate in the Rishon. So that itself may be this problem. Meaning, the more Yichus you give to the Av, the more you might think you Dafka have, that's the category. It's not the Tolda because of the Tolda, it's the Tolda because he's the son of the Av. So you always have to mention the Av. Right? That's the issue. So there's a debate between Tosus and the Ramban about the following issue. Tosus doesn't seem to think that the Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether you're Chayiv or Tolda B'Makom Av, they don't think it matters to this question of Hasra. And the Ramban says, what, you bring Brayas from the Eliezer back to Chachamim? That's good for what they're arguing about, says the Ramban on Sadi Bav Mabes. Meaning, Rabbi Eliezer says that what? If you do an Av and it's Tolda together, if you do the Av twice, you're Chayiv Achas. If you do an Av and Tolda together, you're Chayiv Shtayim. I mean, Zoreya and Zomer. Chayiv Shtayim. Zoreya and Markiv. Grafting. You're Chayiv Shtayim. Right? So the Ramban says, of course Rabbi Eliezer is going to be the opinion that you can't give Hasra on the Tolda from the Av. Because he thinks the Tolda and the Av are different enough that they're Chayiv Shtayim. But that doesn't prove anything for the Chachamim. And Bali Tosus obviously thinks that even Rabbi Eliezer believes that a Tolda is connected to its Av. Just what he thinks, Chilik Melachos, just like Gufin Mechlokin. Right? So this is a major debate. Okay. Now what does it have to do with us, and why am I bringing all this discussion about Avos and Toldos and the Mishkan and clones, and what does it have to do here? So now let's get back to what we started with this little segment, and that is Rabbeinu Tam. The Rashba says, right? Why are we treating the Tolda of Hotzah differently than any other malacha? After all, every other malacha only has its Av represented on the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Right? There are 39 malachos, the Mishnah lists them, and then all of a sudden the last one is written in an intentionally ambiguous way, Motzi Mershus Lershus, so you can include the Tolda together with the Av. So 38 malachos, we stick to the Av, and the 39th, all of a sudden we need the ambiguity to include Toldos. Says the Rajba and the Tosa Rosh in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, because since Hotzah is a malacha grua, I would have thought that it doesn't have any Toldos. How could it not have Toldos? But what I've tried to demonstrate just now is, number one, Toldos are not such a simple matter, right? In Nezikin, we don't have a Gzeres HaKasuv. In Shabbos, we need one. It's also ironic, because there's this other relationship going on. In Shabbos, it's Kiyotza Behen, and the Gemara wasn't sure about Nezikin. But in the Maskana, the Gemara says, Nezikin is Kiyotza Behen without Gzeres HaKasuv. Shabbos is Kiyotza Behen, but with Gzeres HaKasuv. Fine. Bechoros, no Toldos. The Gemara in Samech Esamed Aleph, called Gadol, connected to the presence of Toldos, and Tosa says Toldos, even when there's something called Nisar Malacha. And then we went through a couple of issues, Rabbi Lazar, the Chachamim, the Ramban, and Tosas. In general, you know, it's Ikar, it's Tafel, it's the same, it's a dilution, right? The Mishkan matters, the Mishkan is just a way of figuring it out. Oh. The more we think that Toldos are not so simple, even in Shabbos, and that they're a function, they grow. And as you have a father who has a certain character and stature, his son matters too. That's what we're saying, right? Diluted, not diluted. You have to have a certain type of Av for it to be transmitted to the Tolda. So basically what Rabbeinu Tam was saying was, the 38 first malachos, though, let's go back to what we spoke of last week, all of which are derived generically, generally from Lo Sasa Kol Malacha, and don't need separate psukim. So of course there are toldos with the Gzeres HaKasuv, but the Gzeres HaKasuv establishes that toldos sayim are kiyotza behem. How kiyotza behem? From everything we just discussed. Fine. But Hotzah, which is derived from Vayikaleh HaAdeh Havi, or Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo, the fact that it's in the Mishkan wasn't enough. You need the Ani and the Balabayas, it's Gerua. So you might think it doesn't have toldos, it's stillborn. Basically. It doesn't have toldos. It cannot transmit its power, its status, its stature to a tolda. It's barely justifiable, right, as it is. No toldos. Or to use Tosus' expression here, but it doesn't mean it for that. Right? Toldos only when there's Yisur Malacha. Or they only matter when there's Yisur Malacha. Meaning, that's what we've been saying. Part of Hotzah being Malacha Grua isn't just, oh, we're foggy about it. We don't know where to go. We're not quite sure how it works. It's not quite sure how it works, but it works. However it works as a regular Av, then it has toldos. The only problem is to figure out which ones. That's the epistemological question. But Rabbeinu Tam was saying much more. It's such a Malacha Grua, well, let's treat it like Bechor. Or let's treat it like Tumah V'Tahara. The Gzeres HaKasuv of Me'achas Mehena, which is Mar B'Toldos, is not going to apply to Hotzah. Just like, according to the Rambam, right? When we talked about the Sugyan Horios, right? The Rambam Shita is, you say there's no Choresh Min HaTorah. Bez Nagodol says there's no Choresh Min HaTorah. That's attacking a Mikzas, not a Kol Aguf. But Hotzah is its own Parsha, basically. Its own parsha, maybe it's not included in the chiddush of toldos of me'achas mehena, and therefore the Mishnah needs to tell us that although it's the 39th and it's the 39th because it's garua, you should know that hotzah is an av, meaning it has toldos. Now, what about the details of those toldos? That's a different issue in its own right. Actually, now you might even go in the other direction. Maybe the toldos of the of Hotzah are better. So there's a very fascinating line of the Ramban. But he says it about Achnasa, really, to be honest. I'm sorry?
Why is it better?
Because maybe this hierarchy, meaning the Avos of the other Avos were in the Mishkan, and that's why they're Avos. But Hotzah is not an Av because of the Mishkan, and it's told it was in the Mishkan too. So maybe they're equal. Right? So look at the Gemara here in Sadi Bab Medes for a minute. Some of the things that we just discussed. I'm just going to go through the Gemara here quickly, because either way, it's an important Gemara for us to know. The Mishnah just on Sadi Bab Medale says Hazorik Mishus Hayachid Mishus Harabim. Everybody have that on Sadi Bab Medale, the beginning of the 11th parak. Hazorik Mishus Hayachid, when you learn the first parak of Shabbos, almost as a companion, you have to jump back and forth a little bit to Klal Gadol, but especially to Parak Hazorik, this parak here, and somewhat also to be to parts of Hamatznia, the 10th parak. But Hazorik Mishus Hayachid Mishus Harabim, Mishus Harabim Mishus Hayachid, instead of carrying, you throw right from one Mishus to the other. Chayiv, you're Chayiv. Okay. Rishus Hayachid, Rishus Hayachid, Rishus Harabim, Be'emtza, if you go from Rishus Hayachid, Rishus Hayachid with an intervening Rishus Harabim, so that's an argument. Rabbi Kiva Mechayev, Chachamim Potrim, Kate said, what's the example? What we spoke about before. Shtei Gezu Stros, two balconies, Zu Kenegedzu, the way Rashi reads it, one across from the other, Rishus Harabim, Amoshit Azorik, Mizulazu, Potter, everybody agrees that since it's Rishus Hayachid, Rishus Hayachid, Derek Rishus Harabim, you're Potter no matter what you do. Shneim Beduta Achas, in the same line, adjacent to each other, like in the Mishkan, Hamoshit Chayev Azorik Potter Shkachay Savodah Salavim Shtei Agolah Zu Achar Zu Brishus Harabim Moshita Nakrashim Mizul Zu Avolot Zork. That's a mission, a very important mission. Then the Gemara says as follows: Mechti Zrika Tolda De Hotzah. He Zrika is a Tolda of Hotzah. Hotzah Gufa Echiksiba. Right before you speak about the Tolda, how do we? Where's the source for the Av? We read this Gemara already. Rashi quotes it on base Amud Aleph in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Amar Yochanan, Amar Krav, Aitzav Moshe V'Aviru Kol B'machana, Mocha Heichon Aviyosu B'machana Leviya. Where was Moshe? He was in the Machna Leviya. Machna Leviya Rishus HaRabim Hava, and that was a Rishus HaRabim. The Kamal Yisrael Lo Tafiku, the Tesum Rishus HaYachid, Didchu Rishus HaRabim, and he was telling Klal Yisrael, don't you carry things from your Rishus HaYachid into Rishus HaRabim, meaning Meleches Hotzaha. When he made the Shabbos Koy, this part is the Girs of Rashi tells us that the Rambam and Rach and Rabbi Haigon didn't have that we talked about. The Maid of the Shabbos Koy, how do you know this is, took place on the Shabbos? The statement. Dilma Bechol Koy, Umishum de Shlim Malay Malacha. Maybe it took place during the week, and he was saying to them, not you're not allowed to carry, but we don't need any more trinkets. Thank you very much. You know, enough. Right? Kidasiv Ha Malacha, Haisa, Dayam. Like they didn't need any more. Right? The answer is Gamar Havar Havaram Yom Kippur. It says Vayabiru Kol Vamachana, so we. That, you know, brings us to Yom Kippur, right, where we have a similar language. Ksiv hachav yaviru kol b'machane, ksiv hasen vadarta shofar trua, ma'al alom b'yom asur, afkan b'yom asur. These are both taking place in a day where there's Isur Malacha. So the Gemara says, Ashkechan hotza. Fine, so now we know the source for hotza. Achnosa min alam. This is where the Gemara, this is where the Bali Tosis get excited. What do you mean? You need a Xeris HaKasuv or a source for Tolda, right? Svarahi, Mechti, Mishus Lishusu, we're going to get back to this in a minute, right? The Gemara says here, it's just obvious the Tolda, we don't need a source, right? It's Mishus Lishus, Mali, Afuke, Mali, Ayule, who cares whether we're going in or we're going out? Who cares the direction? The important thing is that you have a transfer from one Rishus to the other. Umiyu, however, Hotza av hachnasa tolda. But you should know, says the Gemara here, we're going to see soon that the Rambam and Ramban strongly disagree with this conclusion, but there's no doubting that the Gemara here and the Gemara in Beis on the Beis, which we'll get to in a few minutes, hopefully, both say very clearly that the hotza is the av, and hachnasa is the tolda. So the Gemara says, Mechti, aha mechayev, aha mechayev. If you're chayev for this, and you're chayev for that, am I korele high av? Am I korele high tolda? In what sense is one an av and the other is a tolda? Right? This is the Gemara. Now the same Gemara appears in Bava Kama. But this is where this Gemara appears in Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Nafkamina, di avid shte avos, behadi hadadi. Right? If you do two avos in the same halama, inami shte toldos, behadi hadadi. Two toldos of different avos, mechayev tarti. You'll be chayiv for the two. The avid tolda di day, but if you didn't aven, it's tolda, and according to most Rishonim, not all Rishonim, two toldos of the same av as well. Lo mechayiv ela chada. You have a single chiyuv. The Gemara says, Ula Rabbi Eliezer, this is what I spoke about a couple of minutes ago with you. Rabbi Loza de mechayiv a tolda b'makam av. According to Loza's mechayiv for tolda and av twice. Am I korele av, am I korele tolda? So why do you call one an av a tolda and the other a tolda? If one av and the other a tolda, if you're chayiv shtayim. The Gemara says, hachta av b'mishkan chashiva, kari av. Hachta av b'mishkan chashiva, the important one is called an av in the mishkan, the other is not called an av. Inami, hachta ksiva kari av, hachta lo ksiva kari tolda. And by the way, the Tosis, if you look at Tosis or Uli Rabbi Eliezer, we've actually done all four of these Tosis in. So Tosa says here, Havamotel remembered Nafkamina Linyan Hasra. Maybe the difference between Av and Tolda is regarding Hasra. Meaning that you need Hasra for the Av, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. That's what Tosa is suggesting. The Ramban, that's the Ramban I was referring to before, says, Ramban says, what are you talking about? Even if you need Hasra for the Av, for the Chachamim, you shouldn't need it for Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer thinks that the Av is just a way of creating the Tolda, but once created, he's a status in his own right. No clones, no overlaps. Kidipi Rashin Repair Kalgado. Ikilmeimar, Dainit Kamashani, Aftab, Samishka Chashiva, and so on. Tosis has the whole discussion. Fine. Why am I bringing this up now? One more point. So the Ramban here, on Tzadi Vav Medeis, asks a question, as only the Ramban can. Right? A different kind of a question. Ramban says, I don't understand why it took 95 datim for the Gemara to ask the question, what's the difference between an av and a talda? Right? Ramban says, I'm not saying they should have asked the question necessarily on the abbeis of an av. But certainly once you get the parak klal gadol, starting ayin gimel amud aleph, and the Gemara lists 39 avos malacha, and starting from ayin gimel, most of the people in the world out there, when they teach Shabbos, they teach klal gadol, when they teach klal gadol, they teach from ayin gimel amud aleph. They don't teach from samachas amud aleph. I happen to love samachas amud aleph, and I think everybody should learn it. But why do they all start in ayin? Because that's the malachos, and of course the malachos are very practical and they're very fascinating too. So starting from Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, you have the list of the malachos, and for starting from Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, you have individual malachos, Zareya, Choresh, Kotzer, Ma'amer, Dosh, etc. And the Gemara discusses the Avos, and they discuss the Toldos. So the Ramban says it's not the first time that we're discussing individual malachos, their Avos and their Toldos. So why did it take till Tzadi Vav Amud Beis, in the middle of a discussion of Hotzah V'Hachnasa, for the Gemara to finally weigh in and say, why do you call one an Avon and one a Tolda if you're chayav for both? And to bring in a Blazer and the Chachamim. So Ramban says, because I might have thought, because when it comes to, the Gemara always knew there was a difference between an Avon and a Tolda. But they thought when it comes to Hotzah, and specifically Hotzah and Hachnasa, that the quality is the same. There's other avos and toldos. There's a fall off, almost like the Rashi and Bava Kamma. But here, there shouldn't be any difference. Almost exactly the same. Almost exactly the opposite. Now, of course, this might be the bias of the Ramban, who himself thinks that the Gemara, that the Amoraim, really debate whether Haknasa is a tolda. So we'll get to that in a second. But before I do, there was a couple of questions. Yeah.
So, brought up the matter of Hasra when it comes to an Av, when it comes to a Toldo.
Yeah.
Now, you have a very specific Losa says, Losamo Adam Rayacha, which he interpret that you have to give Edus when you're required to help someone, or Lifnei Iva Lo Sikta Michshel. It's very specific. And we interpret that also, you can't give food to an unobservant Jew, it's not kosher. Regarding Hasra, must the Hasra mention the specific details?
So this is a major, major argument. Major argument. So the Michas Tinuch loves to talk about this. He talks about it at least 200 times in 613 mitzvot, maybe more. This is a big, big, big debate. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin basically says that the only thing you require for Hasra is to be accurate about the onish. That if I say to you, if you do this action, you're in for the following punishment, and I give you accurate information, even if I don't identify the name of the Isser, never mind the Pasuk, that's called Hasra. However, Rashi in Shavuos, this is what the Michas Chinuch quotes everywhere, Rashi in Shavuos, Afchav, Amud Aleph, when he talks about Hasra, says you have to quote the right Pasuk. It's not enough to tell you what onesh you're going to get. It's not even enough for you to define the Shem Isser. Like you're about to do, you have to quote the pasuk. That's why the Michas Chinuch went, he loved this because he said, oh, and what if there are two psukim? Let's say you quote the pasuk of Tarovas Chametz for Chametz, or Chametz for Tarovas Chametz in your Hasra according to Rashi. Or let's say there are two psukim, and which one do you have to quote for the Hasra according to Rashi? The middle shita is probably the shita of the Bali Tosis, especially Tosis and Moed Katan, that base. Which is you have to identify accurately the shame Isser.
And how you...
But you don't, and it's not enough to say what the onesh is, but you don't have to quote the pasuk. Right? So that's why this whole discussion of Bali Tosis, Av, Tolda, would become very consequential. In other words, in theory, we talked about this in our Hakdama a little bit, because we were talking about whether 39 Isurim or one, is it enough to say Lo Sasa Kol Malacha? And say, you're about to do Zoreh. Losas, the Bin Chassidim says, yes. I, Bali Tosis, they only mean that you can't quote the wrong one. If you're doing Kotzer, you can't quote Toche. But if you want to say Losas HaKomalacha, that's fine. But if Losas HaKomalacha is just a general idea And it's not the specific Shein Iser that according to Bali Tosis you really have to say Zoreya and Kotzer and Ma'amer and Dash and so on. But what we're saying is maybe Hotzah is still different. That would be the idea. Yeah. Have we got a question? Or we're good? Yeah.
So if you quote an Av Melacha that you can't readily extrapolate the Tolda,
yeah,
according is that Hatzah? Because
what do you mean? And then what are you doing? The Av or the Tolda? You're doing a Tolda.
You're doing the Tolda.
Right.
You're quoting the in the Hatzah.
You're doing Markiv. Let's say you're doing
right.
You're grafting, and the guy says, "Don't do this. It's Zoreya."
Yeah.
So that's Machlokas, whether or not you dafka have to quote the Av and you can't quote the Tolda, or you should dafka quote. I mean, the Ramban says that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you have to quote the Tolda. Bali Tosa say, no, that isn't the Machlokas or Belazar and the Chachamim, and you certainly can quote the Av. The question is whether you can also quote the Tolda. So that's part of the debate. And what if you didn't quote either and you just said Los Avs Kol Malacha? Right. That's the other possibility. Okay. So basically, we have this. Okay. So having said that, so let's go back to this Gemara. Says seems to say very clearly that Haknasa is a Tolda, right? The Gemara that we just read at Sadi Vav Mabes, very important Gemara. The Gemara Beis Amud Beis in Shabbos, we'll just finish, fill this in for the moment also seems to say this, except at a certain point. Now, the Mishnah in Kal Gadol says, Hamotzim Rishus L'Shus, as we know. That's one of the things we were discussing. The Mishnah here in Shabbos, right, starts off, Yitzius HaShabbos, Shtayim Shen Arba B'Fnim, Shtayim Shen Arba B'Chutz, and so on. Right, case of Oni Omid B'Chutz, Balabayis B'Fnim, Pashad Anis Yado. The first case, the Nasam the Tochiyado Shabalabat. The first case of the Mishnah is what? Haknasa. Right? So actually the Masechta begins with the Tolda of Hotza.
Right.
So the Gemara already says as follows. Tanan Hasam, I just want to go through this quickly. We've done it, but I just want to get it for this reason now. Tanan Hasam, Shvuah Shain Shein Arba. And after that we'll be going more straight, so the Mishnah in the beginning of Masechet Shavuos starts the same way. There are two of four Shavuos. The details are not important for now. Meaning there's Shavuah Lahaba, there's Shavuah L'Sha'abar, there's Shavuah She'ochal, there's Shavuah Shelo Ochal. So the She'ochal, Shelo Ochal, She'achalti, Shelo Ochalti. Right? Past, future, and negative, positive. Not Shtayim Shein Arba. Okay. Yediyas Atuma, also Shtayim Shein Arba, the two of four, that also, there's Tumas Kodesh and Tumas Mikdash, right? Meaning you eat Kodshim when you're Tameh, or you go to the Mikdash when you're Tameh, and there's, oh, I made a mistake. I forgot what? I forgot that I was Tameh, and I went into the Mikdash. I forgot I was Tameh and I ate Kodshim, or I forgot that this is the Mikdash, or I forgot that this is Kodshim. Okay. So those are the Shtayim Shein Arba. Then you have Maris Negayim, Shtayim Shein Arba. Maris Negayim are Tzaras, as we know. And there are two like basic categories, you know, the toldos of each one, say some Baharas. Then you'd see a Sashadish Time Shein Arba. So the Gemara says that's how the Mishnah ends in Shavuot. So the Gemara says, Maishnah Tani Beishein Arba, Bifnim, Beishein Arba Chutz. Here we have double the cases, Bifnim and Bachutz, and then they just say Shtayim Shein Arba. So the Gemara says, Maishnah Hasan the Tani Shtayim Shein Arba Vasulo. So the Gemara says, Hacha de Iker Shabbosu Tani Ovis Tani Toldos. In our Gemara, right, which is Masechet Shabbos, so we can be a little more elaborate, right? We have Ovos and Toldos. Now, what does that mean? We'll see. Hasam and Shavuos, it's their Agav, the Shavuos Shtayim, gets Masechet Shavuos. The Lab Iker Shabbosu, Shabbos is just, you know, peripheral to that argument. So Avos Tani, Toldos, Lo Tani. We only say Shtayim Shein Arba, all Avos. Right. So the Gemara says, Avos my niyu. What do you mean when you say Avos in this context? Yitzios. Right? Yitzios meaning the Malachas Hotzah. So the Gemara says, the Yitzios Trei Havyan. Right? The Yitzios are only two. There's the Hotzah of the Balabayas, and there's the Hotzah of the Ani. You don't have four. The Chitei Meman, the Chiva Meman, the Ptur. Lest you say that we're talking about Hotzah, but in one case, the Ani does the whole thing, the Balabayas does the whole thing, in the other two cases, each one does half, but half of the Hotzah. So there's drabanans there as well. Just like the rest of the Mishnah there in Shavuos, we're talking about all Doraisas. Here we need to be talking about all Doraisas too, and there are only two hotels. Elamer Papa Hachad Ikar Shabbosu Tanichiyuve Upture. Here we have Chiyuvim and Pturim, Drabanans as well. Hasam Delav Ikar Shabbos Chiyuve Tani Upture Lo Tani. But then the Gemara says, okay, fine, that's four of eight. But Chiyuve Mainiu. What are the Chiyuvim here? What are the four Chiyuvim? Yitzios, right? The Av Yitzios. Yitzios, Tarti Havion, Shtayim Dotzah, Ushtayim Dachnatzah. So the Gemara says, no, the four that are Doraisa are two Hotzahos and two Hachnatzos. So the Gemara says, V'ho Yitzios Ktani. It says Yitzios HaShabbos. Yitzios means Hotzah. Om Ravashi, Tana Hachnatza Nami Hotzah Karale. The word Hotzah is Lavdafka. It includes Hachnasa as well. Mimai, how do you know this? You can't just say it. Mititzan, because the Mishnah says in Kol Gadol, the one we mentioned before, Hamotzi Mishus Lishus, Chayiv, Milo, Askinan, De Kamayil, Mishus Aranim, Lishus Ayachid, De Kakari, Hotzah. When it says Mishus Lishus, instead of saying Hotzah, isn't it including both Hotzah and Hachnasa? And Hachnasa is called Hotzah. So we see that Hachnasa in the Mishnah can sometimes be referred to as Hotzah. So the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel and the Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph, even when it says Yitzios, includes Hachnasa as well. The Tamamai, why would we ever want to call Hachnasa Hotzah? The answer is Kol Akiras Chepetz Mimakomo Tana Hotzah Karale. Whenever we're talking about uprooting something from its position, that's considered taking it out. Not taking it out of Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, taking it out from where it is. So the language Hotzah refers to Akira. Fascinating, we'll get to it in one more second. Then the Gemara says, Omer Avinu Masisa Nami Daika. Not only that, there's a diuk in the Mishnah, Viktani Yitzios HaShabbos, Vekom Efarashi Achnos Aliyah. What's the first case in the Mishnah, like we explained? The Ani doing Hachnasa. So it's even the first case. Shema Mina, Rav Amar. No, it shouldn't say Yitzios HaShabbos. Rishuyos Ktani. Rishuyos Shtayim. Okay, we'll continue with the rest next time. But let me make one point quickly. The Bali Tosas, all over the place. Now, Beis Amud Aleph, Tav Nun Tesamud Beis, Tani Dev Mud Beis. Stick with their guns. Hachnasa is a Tolda of Hotza. After all, that's what the Gemara says explicitly here, explicitly there. And then they discuss all the other issues. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos, we'll read it next week, and in Yad HaChazakah, seems to think that Hachnasa is a Av, like Hotza. And the Ramban says it explicitly. Ramban says Hachnasa is a. The Ramban says, but the Gemara says it's a Tolda. So the Ramban says when Rav Papa says in the Gemara here, what does Rav Papa say? Not Rav Papa, Ravashi. Oh, Ravashi, Tana Hachnasa Nami Otsa Korele, right? And then the Tamamai Kolakira Shepetz Mimikomo Tana Otsa Korele. That's a transition. That's a machlokas amaray. It's not just a linguistic statement that the Mishnah, you know, can get by including a tolda. It's the Gemara's way of saying what's important is not the direction. What's important is the content of Hotzah. And the emphasis in this case is on the Akira. So I want to pick up with this idea next week that Hachnasa and Hotzah, are they an Av and a Tolda? Are they two Avos? And what that has to do with the Ani and the Ashir? And then we'll go on to the Gemara and Gimel and Aleph, where we talk about Akira and Anacha.